Today, the 30th of March 2022, our food markets have remained stable but very active. Stable in the sense of price is not changing abruptly, everything moving on very steadily. It's a busy period for our food markets with new crops coming into the market, other few ones going out of the market due to seasonality issues. Today apparently is also the day when tobacco marketing season is being opened. Usually when the tobacco marketing season begins, that's when we see a lot of movement in the food markets, because there's a relationship between tobacco and other commodities. Tobacco usually injects some buying power, which is very important, especially for consumers, for farmers who produce tobacco, who normally don't really concentrate on other food crops. So they really spend much of their time on tobacco. And then when they harvest, they also buy a lot of food from our mass markets, which are the main sources of food. Starting with potato, today the price is just $4 to $5. It's been a change, it's just a change of 50 cents on the lower price. Small, 6 to 7, medium, 6.50 to 8, large, 8.50 to 9, extra large, 9 to 9.50. This is just a 50 cents drop compared to yesterday, just showing that buying power is still very low. Normally during month end like this, we should be seeing a lot of movement in the market in terms of demand and also increasing prices, but it's not happening. Tomato, we've seen a slight increase of Pesandak today is going for $8 to $13 from 6 to 12 yesterday, just showing that it has been increased by a dollar. But the lower price is increased by $2. Wooden box, $1 to $3. Plastic dish, 15 cents to a dollar. On the cabbages, on our vegetable side, cabbage head, 30 cents to 50 cents, not changing. Corvo, there's been a change, a marked change there, double pricing. $3 to $3.50 a bundle, which was $1.50 to $2.50 yesterday. Just showing that, that today supplies are quite low. Corvo is highly demanded leafy vegetables in the market. Rep, $1.50 to $2. Tsunga, 50 cents to a dollar. Usually, corvo is highly demanded because it lasts longer in the market. People who buy corvo in big bundles, they go and resell. So they want to buy vegetables which don't get bad quickly, like rep. While it's good, but usually it quickly gets bad in the market before they make their money, before traders, vendors who really specialize in trading are able to recoup their costs. Beetroot, dollar, on in 10 kg pocket, $48. It has been like that the whole month. And then 60 kg semi at $23 to $25. And then we don't even borrow it. Or English cucumber, a dollar. And then cauliflower and broccoli, a kg, still $1.50. These are really permanent in the market for a long time. Celery, a dollar. Chili pepper, a dollar. Lettuce, 50 cents to a dollar a head. And then cherry tomato, a dollar again. Garlic, $3 to $4 a kg. Ginger, $2 to $3 a kg. It has stayed like that for a while. Okra is now down to $1.50 to $2.50. A 5 liter, which hit the market a few weeks ago at $4 to $5 a 5 liter, showing that the supplies have increased over the past few weeks. Eggplant, a dollar. Gem squash is not in the market. Mushroom fresh, $1 to $1.50. We no longer have any wild mushroom, indigenous mushroom, like chicken heads, not in the market at all. Red and yellow pepper, $2 to $2.50 a punnet. And then on the dry section, matemba, still at $36 to $38 a bucket. Madora, $30 to $35 a bucket. Sugar beans, $20 to $24 a bucket. There isn't much change there. Soya chunks, $2 to $3 a 5 liter, a 5 kg. And then our dried vegetables remain the same price. Munyemba, $16. Munyeve, $14.16. Mutsine, $15.16. Dried cove and cabbage, $15.18. There isn't much change. They are slow movers, but nevertheless they are in the market all the time. There are people who specialize in these vegetables, showing that we don't have a situation where everyone concentrates on a commodity which moves faster. Others can say, I'm comfortable with a slow mover, which really is really steady in its own way. And then on the high value section, sweet potato, 20 liter bucket is now going for $2.50 to $5. It's quite a drop. We now have a lot of supplies from Wonder Valley, other places, Kokwe, Chiweshe, and many others. They are now supplying sweet potatoes. And then 6 kg same as down to $25 to $30. $25 to $27. Magogoya, a bucket is going for $12 to $15. It has not changed for a while, for a number of weeks now. 6 kg same still at $85 to $90. It is quite a price there. People who are buying these are really going for reselling. They are buying in big volumes. Butternuts, $45 today. just like yesterday, $45 a semia. Carrots, $25, quite a reduced price. Supplies have increased. Green pepper, $16, just an increase by dollar. Cucumber, $9 to $15 a semia. Fine beans, $20. We have peas. Peas is now at $25 a semia compared to $40 yesterday. Supplies have increased overnight. Green mealies, $1 to $1.50 per dozen. And then sugar cane is now in the market. A bundle is $6 to $8. Sweet reeds as well, Ipua, $2.50 to $3. So there's quite some competition there between sugar cane and Ipua. Although Ipua will soon be out of the market because of seasonality issues. And on the fruit basket is still very stable and quite big as well. Our big markets really mobilize all kinds of fruits for different consumers. What is not in the market now is Masau and Matowe. They're out of the market. Nyi, $2.50 a 5 liter. Maoyu, $3 to $4 a 5 liter as well. Apples, $22-$24 a box. Avocados, 50 cents to 80 cents or dollar, or 50 to 80 zim dollars. Banana, $7 to $9, it's not changing for a while. Grapes, $16 to $22 a box. Oranges, $6.50 to $7. We also don't have majanjem. Apricots, nachis, they're not in the market anymore. Pears, $12 to $15 a box. Strawberry, $1 to $2. Rusica, that's tamarind, dollar a small packet. Purple, dollar each, or dollar or $2 sometimes, depending on size. Plums, $2. Nectarines, $1. Mango is completely moved out of the season now. It's not in the market. Peaches each, $12 to $14 each. For $15 a box. And then we don't have matamba. My coconuts each is going for $1.50. Watermelon, dollars, small ones, $3.50, big ones. Watermelon, we have all kinds of varieties in the market that are really dominating the market for the whole year. Lychees, $1. Chubu, $2.50, small, 5 liter. Pineapples, $12 to $15. Lemon, a bucket, is still at $3.50 to $4. And then on the food crop section, maize grain is still at $4 a bucket. We have seen some of the maize traders now moving on closer to tobacco auction floors just to prepare themselves to sell to farmers who will be selling their tobacco. It looks like this is going to be a very big business now that the tobacco marketing season has started. Maize Mumari, $23 a bucket. And then we have Nzungumusho and shelled groundnuts, $22, $24. And then fresh groundnuts, $5 to $8 a bucket. It has been stable for a while. Zakawoma, that is unshelled groundnuts, $4 to $5 a bucket. Mare groundnuts, $7 a bucket. And then Nyimo shelled, that's round nuts, $22, $23. It's not changing much. Fresh Nyimo, $10 to $12, still at that high price. This year, the supplies were quite low. Soybeans, $12 to $15. Wheat, $8 to $9. Popcorn, $16. Cowpeas, bucket, $10 to $16. Sunflower, bucket, $12. Rio, that's a small finger millet, $22 a bucket. Munga, pale millet, $10 to $12 a bucket. Rice shelled, $40, and shelled, $25. We don't have sesame at all, Ninga, in the market. Mapunde, that's sorghum, $12 a bucket. Honed cucumber, that is magaka emins, $12 a big bag, saseka. It's going for $12 now. The demand is quite high. Looks like they're in season, really. And then on the poultry section, broilers, ordinary, are going for $4.50 to $6. Mothers, those are big ones, $8 to $9. Off layers, $3.50 to $4. Then on the roadrunner side, the hens, our indigenous poultry, they're actually in season. They're doing very well. Hens, they are going for $5 to $8. And then cocks are going for $7 to $9. And then hunger, those are guinea fowls, amatendele, $8 each. They're moving very well. We have a lot of supplies from other areas like Binga and others. Ducks, $8 to $12 each. Turkeys, $20 to $30. 30 being the big ones, usually the cocks. And then we have pigeons, $1.50 to $2 each. There's been a drop in the price of pigeons. Maybe supplies have increased. They used to be $2 to $5 each, but now they're $1 to $2 each. Rabbits, we have big business around rabbits now. People are actually developing appetite for rabbits. They're now $8 each. We actually have a rabbit abattoir somewhere around waterfalls where rabbits are being slaughtered. And so actually, some people are actually buying rabbit meat for consumption. And then on the egg section, small, $3 to $3.50, medium, $4 to $4.50, large, $5 a crate. This is what is happening in our markets. Our markets are quite dynamic. Although buying power is suppressed, we still see that it looks like our markets are becoming the biggest employer in the country. Many people now are really into trading. We see trading by roadside, trading in trucks, trading in markets, and there are some of the spot markets that we see quite emerging every time. For instance, we have another one called Inkazimulo Market in Blawai, which is quite neat. which is also emerging. We have many other markets, even local markets, Kuruwe, Center. They tend to be busy during the marketing season. What we only need to do is to support our markets, because this is the launchpad for our exports. If we don't develop our domestic markets, it's very difficult to just start exporting. We need to really invest in our markets, infrastructure-wise, as well as value addition, which should happen at our markets. Again, our markets tell us whether our economy is growing or not. We use prices to show if an economy is growing or not. Prices also give us signals on the inflation to see if things are changing or not. But nevertheless, we are happy that our markets continue to perform better, because they are the ones where the majority of people get their food, which means they have to continue to be really dynamic and supported by policymakers. As always, my name is Charles Dewa E. Mukambo.